Dr. José Van Dunen, Vice President of the World Health Assembly, colleagues, honorable delegates, let me start by stressing that Portugal fully aligns with the EU statement mentioned yesterday. Also, we would like to congratulate Dr. Omi and Dr. José Van Dunen by the election as President and Vice President of the World Health Assembly, and wishes all the best in conducting our works. The current Portuguese health policy is based on a national health plan and 9 priority health programs, which will run until 2016, as fundamental pillars of the health system reform and on the way to Health 2020. In order to reduce premature mortality, we must guide our actions to the prevention and the promotion of healthy lifestyles and always aiming to obtain health gains among the Portuguese population, bearing in mind the achievement of the highest standards in clinical quality. After the definition and construction of our regional 8 priority programs of intervention, promotion of healthy diets, prevention of smoking and tobacco control, diabetes, cancer, cardiovascular diseases, mental health and AIDS, we have recently added a new program on reducing antimicrobial resistance and preventing healthcare associated infections. This new program is particularly linked to clinical and organizational quality, an area where we have identified ground for improvement. We, as part of our government strategy, must provide transparent information to citizens, implement procedures to assure the highest level of patient safety, promote accreditation of health units, and establish integrated disease management and innovation. As you are all aware, Portugal faces additional financial constraints, which puts additional pressure on the need for a sustainable national health service, only achievable by several measures, namely by decreasing the cost of medical assistance and not in healthcare provision itself, and with everyone's and every stakeholder contribution. We have clear goals, namely to achieve reasonable health spending while protecting effective outcomes, challenge the profit margins of the industries involved, and ensure long-term sustainability. With these principles in mind, our health priorities must be carefully chosen and permanently monitored. We are nonetheless focusing on ensuring universal and equitable access to healthcare and on empowering citizens and patients in their options and decisions by strengthening health literacy and assuring freedom of choice of health services. We, with an eye on the best international practice and recommendations, are also determined to give access to a family doctor to all in Portugal. In order to fully accomplish our goals in line with our ecumenical tradition, Portugal is committed to fully cooperate with different organizations and countries, from EU to UN, and never forgetting Portuguese-speaking countries to which we are historically and affectionately bounded. In this framework, it is very clear our commitment to the work and the objectives of WHO, namely to put health at the heart of the post-2015 development agenda, while maintaining all our efforts to accelerate the progress in the current health-related MDGs. In fact, it's only by our strong engagement today and by our ambition with the future that we can build a better and more equitable society. Portugal will contribute to ensure that health is fully part of our today's engagement and ambition. And I can assure also to Dr. Margaret Chan, we fully support your endeavors. Thank you for your attention.